AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Keystone XL oil pipeline will not be built. President Obama made the announcement today. Supporters of the pipeline say they are frustrated and confused.
We just do not quite understand why it took 7 years to come to this decision.
Sean McGarvey is with the North America's Building Trade Union. President Obama says the pipeline would not have had a major long-term effect on the economy, and it goes against the U.S. climate change strategy.
America's now a global leader when it comes to taking serious action to fight climate change. And frankly, approving this project would have undercut that global leadership.
Environmental groups are declaring today a day of celebration. October turned out to be a good month to get a job. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
The government says 271,000 jobs were added to the economy last month. That is much more than analysts had expected, and almost as many as had been added in August and September combined. The unemployment rate dropped to 5%, and average hourly earnings showed a jump of 9 cents an hour. That's a gain of about 2.5% over the last year, the biggest jump in more than 6 years. Analysts say the report increases the likelihood that Fed policymakers will raise interest rates for the first time in almost 10 years when they meet next month. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security will impose new security measures aimed at international airports following the crash of a Russian jetliner over the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. Clint Watts is a senior fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute and a former FBI terrorism investigator.
Whether this was a bomb or not, and I'm more inclined every day to believe that it was, the terrorists have already won. ISIS has already won because they've created a significant impact on the economy for Egypt.
The Supreme Court is going to review religious nonprofits' exemptions from the health care law's contraception mandate. This is AP Radio News. A former prison worker in upstate New York who helped two inmates escape from a maximum security prison is being ordered to pay nearly $80,000 in restitution.
Joyce Mitchell didn't say a word during the hearing. Her husband sat nearby, but they didn't speak to one another. The DA's office says Mitchell will pay for nearly $80,000 in damage done to Dannemora Prison when Richard Matt and David Sweat cut their way out in June. After about 3 weeks on the run, Matt was killed, Sweat was caught. Mitchell is serving up to 7 years for smuggling hacksaw blades and other tools to them. The 51-year-old had said she was depressed at the time, and Matt took advantage of her. I'm Julie Walker.
There's a search going on near the Bahamas for a man who jumped onto a lifeboat on the side of a cruise ship. He was clinging to the boat and later fell into the water. It's not clear why he jumped into the lifeboat. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, but the Dow is up about 15 points. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.